Text numéro 69. Overparenting is the curse of our time. Overparenting has had a starring role in a number of news stories recently. A company called Blue Tree Services is marketing GPS devices you can plant on your child. You will be able to track their every move. Smother love is spreading so fast that it is causing social problems. My parents were from the old working-class hands-off school of parenting. Let him walk, leave him be, how else will he learn? So I was bemused when many of my friends were never allowed out on the street to play, or had their GCSE coursework drafted by their parents. I was even more startled when I arrived at university to find it was still going on. University was once the breaking point when even the most coddled kids could flee. Now mobile phones have become the longest umbilical cord in history. A Californian child psychologist has found that kids from the wealthiest families had the highest rates of anxiety and depression and substance abuse, more than poor children. But why would privileged kids be more miserable than poor kids? She has found that instead of being listened to and allowed to develop naturally, the wealthiest children are allowed no space to develop. They're constantly driven from one enriching activity to another. She has seen dozens of smart, sweet-natured people curdled by this parenting model. In the end, it produces two kinds of kids, the puffed up and the paranoid. Some children expect the world to be laid out neatly for their pleasure, or else they become angry and confused. They expect everything to fall into their laps. Others have been raised behind closed doors and taught to see the outside world as filled with unseen menace. If you try to have a germ-free environment, your child will actually get sick because she won't develop any resistance to germs. If you try to have a risk-free environment, your child will become psychologically sick. It's an essential part of growing up to learn to take risks, get in trouble, and sort it out on your own. Parents are having fewer children, and later in life. We live in a culture where every negligible risk is blown up by a 24/7 media. We live in a hyper-consumerist culture where we define ourselves by what we own. Have you seen my handbag? Have you seen my child? Parents need their children to be dependent on them and successful with a capital S, because they don't see their kids as separate individuals with their own lives to live. This isn't love. It is narcissism. It's time we told these middle-class boomer parents, you need to grow up or your children never will. Adapted from The Independent, February 2008.